Happiness can't be prescribed like a recipe. Many people believe happiness hinges on reaching specific life goals, such as finding the perfect partner or landing a top job. These achievements can indeed provide a fleeting thrill and improve overall quality of life. However, they seldom lead to lasting happiness. A study conducted by Harvard University and the University of Virginia revealed that humans often overestimate the joy that positive events will bring. Conversely, the impact of setbacks, such as illness or financial troubles, is often exaggerated, assuming these events will completely derail lives. Lives often revolve around these major moments, both positive and negative. People pursue the good ones, hoping they will bring genuine happiness, and strive to avoid the bad ones, fearing they will devastate them. Benefits of adversity in life. Our achievements can feel disappointing when they don't meet our expectations, while our fear of negative events often keeps us from taking risks. Surprisingly, challenging experiences can lead to greater happiness. Research shows that people who have faced adversity tend to be happier overall than those who haven't. There are two main reasons for this. First, overcoming hardship teaches us valuable skills that help us deal with future challenges. Second, major setbacks, like losing a job, can trigger positive changes, such as pursuing a career we're passionate about. Instead of chasing only positive outcomes or avoiding negative ones, true happiness comes from letting go of the belief that achieving certain goals determines our happiness. Adapt to love and happiness. Weddings are often celebrated as the happiest day of one's life, yet they come with significant stress and societal expectations. Surprisingly, studies show that newlyweds experience a brief surge in happiness, which fades after the initial 2 years. This phenomenon, known as hedonic adaptation, explains how people quickly get used to positive changes in their lives, including marriage. Hedonic adaptation isn't confined to marriage alone, it affects various aspects of our lives. When we first fall in love, we're consumed by passionate feelings, a whirlwind of emotions that can last from a few months to a few years. Over time, this passionate phase gives way to companionate love, a more stable and grounded form of love built on trust and mutual respect. The evolution of love types. While passionate love is thrilling and intense, it's not meant to be sustained indefinitely. Companionate love, on the other hand, provides a foundation for enduring relationships, helping couples navigate the challenges of life together, such as raising children, managing illnesses, and overcoming financial setbacks. So, if you find that the initial excitement in your relationship has faded, understand that it's a normal evolution toward a deeper and more meaningful connection. This transition doesn't mean the end of happiness but rather a shift into a more sustainable and fulfilling phase of attachment. And if you're eager to keep the romance alive, there are practical steps you can take without resorting to drastic measures. Long-term relationships can be just as thrilling as new ones. After a couple of years together, the thrill of fancy dinners has faded into cozy nights with takeout and Netflix. Once, your partner made your heart race, now, they remind you about bills. This shift is normal. It happens when passionate love turns into companionate love due to hedonic adaptation. But don't settle for a spark-free life just yet. Relationships can still be exciting even after the honeymoon phase. When hedonic adaptation sneaks in, it doesn't mean your relationship is no longer good. It just means you've stopped noticing its positives. Fortunately, there are three simple strategies to help you see all the good things in your relationship with fresh eyes. Early in your relationship, appreciating your partner probably came naturally. But as time goes on, you might start taking them for granted. Instead of getting used to their good qualities, focus on what you love about them. You could write down these things or even write a letter detailing how they make your life better. Maintain relationship excitement with variety. Psychologists have found that people are less likely to get used to things when there's variety. Avoid falling into a routine and surprise your partner in simple ways. Try new things together and individually. If you're stuck in a rut, your relationship won't stay exciting. Physical touch is a big part of romantic relationships, both sexual and non-sexual. Even a simple touch like brushing your arm can make your brain feel rewarded and reduce stress. Touch also helps communicate feelings like love and gratitude. Using touch right can ease tension and bring you closer. When you feel distant from your partner, try increasing physical contact. Touch their forehead, hold their hand, and kiss them goodbye before they head off to work. These simple acts can help reignite the closeness and passion between you two. In comfortable, long-term relationships, happiness, and passion are still alive, they might just need a little extra effort to keep them glowing. Divorce is challenging, but likely less daunting than you think. Marriage is often seen as a sure path to happiness, but there's also a widespread belief that happiness becomes impossible after divorce or the end of a long-term relationship. This misconception can keep people in unhappy marriages, fearing the misery of divorce. While divorce can indeed bring unhappiness, it's usually not as devastating as expected. Separating from a partner involves emotional turmoil, legal complexities, and practical challenges like dividing finances and arranging custody of children. Despite these difficulties, there is reason for optimism. Studies consistently show that people who have gone through a divorce often report higher levels of happiness in the long run. How is this possible? Human beings possess remarkable resilience. We have a strong capacity to deal with difficult situations, find positive aspects in negative experiences, and grow through adversity. Unfortunately, many individuals avoid divorce, fearing it will permanently damage their well-being. Research, however, suggests otherwise. Post-divorce recovery and happiness. Following a divorce, there is typically a period of heightened emotional distress. However, individuals tend to adapt and recover over time. Surprisingly, many people ultimately find themselves happier than they were during their marriages. Often, our focus remains fixated on the pain and challenges of divorce, overshadowing the everyday joys and small pleasures, like enjoying a morning coffee or witnessing a beautiful sunset, that can uplift even the toughest days. In a revealing study, participants who took the time to envision their post-divorce lives showed a more balanced perspective on the potential challenges of divorce compared to those who did not. The key takeaway is that divorce does not condemn individuals to lifelong unhappiness. In contrast, staying in a toxic or unhappy marriage may pose a greater risk to one's overall well-being. No job is perfect. You dread the sound of your alarm on weekdays. By the time you sit at your desk at 9 a.m., you're already counting down the minutes until you can leave. You feel disengaged in meetings, your coworkers annoy you, and you do your tasks with zero enthusiasm. It wasn't always this way. Your first few years in this job were enjoyable and challenging. But now, that's not the case anymore. Maybe you need a new job. Or maybe you need to realize that believing a new job will make you happy is a common myth. There is no perfect job. If you're not in a bad work environment or want a new career path, changing jobs might not increase your happiness. A 2005 study tracked managers who were promoted or relocated. Their happiness spiked in the first year but soon returned to normal. This happens because of hedonic adaptation, where we quickly get used to new benefits. So, constantly seeking better jobs may not lead to lasting happiness. Impact of social media comparisons. Sometimes, job dissatisfaction isn't about your job but someone else's. With social media, it's easy to compare ourselves to others. Instead of asking, "Am I satisfied with my job?" we wonder, "Is my job as good as my friends?" We've been comparing ourselves to others since childhood, and it's hard to stop. But next time you feel unhappy, check if it's because of your standards or because you're comparing yourself to others. Want to be happier at work? Focus on what you enjoy about your job to avoid hedonic adaptation. And don't measure your happiness by comparing your job to others. Money buys happiness, but only to a certain extent. You've heard the saying, "Money can't buy happiness," right? Well, many psychological studies have shown that's not entirely true. Money can buy comfort, security, and even luxuries that make life more enjoyable. Generally, the more money people have, the happier they report being. However, there's a catch. Money boosts happiness, but only to a certain point. People with little money feel much happier when they get more. But as people get richer, the happiness boost from extra money gets smaller and doesn't last as long. Wealthy people quickly get used to having more money, so it doesn't make them much happier in the long run. The impact of money on happiness. Money plays a role in our happiness, but it's not everything. Being smart with money can increase our happiness. Take buying a house, for example. Purchasing a large, luxurious house with a big garden can bring immense joy initially. However, the thrill wears off over time as we grow accustomed to it. While we quickly adapt to positive experiences, negative ones can linger. Managing the hefty mortgage on that luxurious house can cause stress month after month, long after the initial excitement has faded. But there's a way out. Downsizing to a smaller home can reduce day-to-day stress and increase overall happiness, even without the initial thrill of a big purchase. Studies show that reducing negative experiences can boost happiness significantly more than creating new positive ones. For instance, paying off debt can bring 3 to 5 times more happiness than splurging on new purchases. So, while money is important for happiness, it's not the only factor. You can't buy happiness outright, but being wise about your financial choices can greatly improve your well-being. Even with a tough diagnosis, happiness remains achievable. Receiving news of a serious illness can shatter our world. It may seem like happiness is impossible now, but it's not. Even in the face of such challenges, happiness remains within reach. When we receive bad news, it's common to fixate on it. However, philosopher William James once said, "My experience is what I agree to attend to." This means our reality is shaped by what we choose to focus on. Although a sudden negative event can make us feel like everything is spiraling out of control, redirecting our attention can help us reclaim some sense of stability. What we focus on during illness shapes our reality. Instead of dwelling on pain, we can find joy in simple things like watching a garden grow or appreciating small achievements like climbing stairs. By choosing to see the positives, we can create a happier reality. Positive emotions can multiply happiness. But this mental shift isn't easy. It takes strong determination and effort. One way to train your focus is through meditation. This practice involves concentrating on your breath or thoughts. Research from 2007 shows that meditation significantly improves our ability to concentrate. Psychologists explain that staying positive, even when faced with bad news, can lead to more happiness. They call it the Matthew effect, from the Bible's book of Matthew, which says that those who already have something will get even more. In emotional terms, this means that feeling good can bring more good feelings. It creates a cycle where each positive experience attracts more positive experiences. So, even during tough times, creating your happiness can draw more happiness into your life like a magnet. Regrets can coexist with happiness. Some dreams we outgrow, like wanting to be an astronaut or a princess when we're young. But other dreams, like becoming a partner in a law firm or pursuing a career in painting, we might have to let go of for different reasons. These unfulfilled dreams can turn into regrets, which are thought to stop us from being truly happy. But regrets don't have to prevent happiness. Facing up to our regrets is an important part of living a happy life. It's normal to come to terms with what psychologists call our lost possible selves. For example, imagine two college athletes named Lucy and Alejandro. Both dream of being Olympic stars and are very talented. They even get to try out for the Olympic team, but narrowly miss making it. Over the next 10 years, they keep chasing their dream, but eventually, due to age and injuries, they have to give up. Lucy's journey of resilience. Lucy took time to accept her disappointment. Then, she reorganized her life. She found a regular job and coached sports on weekends, still competing locally. She felt proud of her sports achievements and was content. In contrast, Alejandro disliked thinking about his sports career. He threw away all his old trophies and stopped playing altogether. He felt unhappy. Lucy faced her regrets and mourned her lost dream of being an Olympian. Reflecting on her regrets, she asked herself what she could learn. Her conclusion? She loved sports. So, she structured her life around that passion. Alejandro chose to ignore his regrets, fearing they would bring him unhappiness. However, this refusal to face his past mistakes has made his present less enjoyable. It has disconnected him from something that used to bring him happiness. Our regrets can teach us valuable lessons. They show us what kind of life we truly desire and what matters most to us. Painfully, they also reveal where we've gone wrong. However, acknowledging these mistakes helps us avoid repeating them. Everyone has regrets. To live a happier life, it's crucial to honestly confront yours. Key points 1. True happiness evolves from resilience in adversity, not just from achieving life's milestones. 2. Long-lasting happiness in relationships shifts from passionate to companionate love over time. 3. Divorce, despite initial hardships, often leads to greater long-term happiness than staying in unhappy marriages. 4. Job satisfaction hinges less on the job itself and more on avoiding comparisons with others. 5. Money can enhance happiness, but its impact diminishes as wealth increases due to hedonic adaptation. 6. Choosing to focus on the positives during tough times can amplify happiness and resilience. 7. Learning from regrets can pave the way to a more fulfilling life.